This morning we're going to bring to you a devotional message entitled, This is the Hour of Consecration. First, let us pray. Our gracious and kind loving Heavenly Father, the one who is the creator of the universe, the one who made us and watches over us, we come into thy presence this morning, thankful for the opportunity that we have to proclaim the words of truth. We pray that thy blessing will be upon this broadcast and upon all those who listen, that they may be enlightened from thy word, that they may be motivated to accept the truths of which they hear, and that they may surrender their lives completely and fully into thy hands. We pray that thou wilt lead and guide and direct us in all that we say and do, and may everything be said for thy honor and for thy glory. For this we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. Truly, we are living in a wonderful period in history. This is indeed a great critical hour. This is not an ordinary day in which we live. Great and mighty things are in the offing. Accordingly, we should search our hearts and consecrate ourselves to Christ, thus making adequate spiritual preparation for the great and terrible day of the Lord, which is near. We must not fail to give the warning that as we enjoy the good things of this day, we should not become too engrossed with the cares of this life or the things of the world, for in so doing, we may get out of focus. The following scriptures, we feel, represent in part, at least, God's pattern for a consecrated life. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. We urge you to read the whole chapter and meditate upon the words recorded. In thinking, then, of a full and complete life wholly consecrated to God, using the pattern of the scripture in Colossians 3, we urge you to check on yourself by the following suggestions, in the hope that you might increase your consecration. First of all, in speaking of a fully consecrated life, we would suggest that you consecrate your time to God. There is a feeling in the minds of many religious people that if they give 1/7 of their time to God, the rest belongs to themselves. All of our time belongs to Him. A good Christian person must be careful that he does not become absorbed with the everyday things of life, and that he may not dishonor God and lose his consecration because of the fact that he is emphasizing these things to the extent that he has no time left for prayer, Bible study, church attendance, and meditation. So check up on your time and see how much you are giving to worldly matters or things of a secular nature, and how much time you are giving to God and spiritual matters. You may need to make an adjustment along this line. Another thing we feel one must do before he is thoroughly consecrated, and that is he must consecrate his mind or thoughts to the Lord. Our mind is the most sacred thing we could think of, for it is our mind that differentiates us from animals. Our mind is perhaps the spiritual or God factor within us. Every thought we have ever had and every word that we have spoken is recorded in the mind. Far too long, churches and ministers have stressed outward sins, but have not given attention to inward sins. We are told in the Bible that while man looketh on the outward appearance, God looketh on the heart. Some of the inward sins are harboring hatred, ill will, jealousy, unforgiveness, and evil and lustful thoughts. Two, we would suggest strongly, as you line yourself up on Christ's side, that you consecrate your body to Him. We have seen many religious people who claim to be very religious, in fact, super religious, ultra consecrated, and maybe they are in regard to church membership, receiving communion, perhaps giving offering, maybe singing in the choir. Yet many of these people have never consecrated their appetites and bodies to the Lord. Let us also mention the fact that we should consecrate our income to the Lord. We realize that people feel that when they get their paycheck, it belongs to them. The truth is, it does not. All that we have belongs to the Lord Jehovah. We are told that it is required of us to be stewards and found faithful. Yet, week after week, people who claim to be Christians and who perhaps want to feel that they are consecrated, receive their income in some form or another, yet rob God of His tithe. There is a promise given to those who will honor the Lord with the first fruits. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi 4:10. Yes, we are living in the last days. These are times which try the children of God. Only those who are fully given to the Lord, not holding anything back, will have the power to withstand the evils of this materialistic age. My talk this morning has been directed to those who profess to know Jesus as their Savior, those who have repented of sin and have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. My parting word to you this morning is your all on the altar.
You have longed for sweet and for faith to increase, and have the Spirit controls. His sweet will to be free from all ill. On the altar your all you must
us again this same time next Sunday, when once again the Churches of God will bring you another broadcast. This program has been brought to you by the Churches of God of the Abrahamic Faith. For information, write to Words of Life, 2425 West Jefferson Street, Rockford, Illinois, or attend one of the Churches of God in your listening area. Your announcer will give you their addresses. Until next Sunday, may God's richest blessing be upon you.